Marty Lurie here with Ryan Vogelsong. Boy, I'm looking at you. You got a little bit of a cast here.
Yeah, it's a little more than I wanted to have on this day, but it's here, and just deal with it.
Yeah. So for the fans who didn't see it happen, you know, obviously you're at bat. You got the right hand. You think maybe it would get the other hand. What happened?
Well, I'm still not quite sure why I swung at the pitch, because it was a ball.
Right.
But, you know, the fact that I watch a lot of baseball on TV, even when, you know, we're not playing, I knew that he throws a lot of two-seamers. And I kind of went up there thinking to myself, you know, look for a ball in and, you know, cheat a little bit and try and, you know, pull one in the six hole or pull something down the line into the outfield in the left field corner. And so when I saw the ball kind of middle in, you know, I started swinging and it just kind of kept running on me. And that's why I swung like I was swinging no matter what, you know, and hit me in the hand.
Yeah, and you had an interesting quote afterwards. You said it's the pinky, and the pinky just goes along for the ride on the pitching hand. I thought that was a pretty good quote.
Yeah, well, that's one of the, you got to try and find positives, you know. And so if you're going to break one of your fingers, I guess that's the one that you want to break, especially on your pitching hand. So I'm hoping that when I start throwing that's the case and it doesn't give me too much trouble.
All right, so you had a surgery, and just, again, for the fans to understand this, what happened, what type of surgery was it?
Well, I dislocated the knuckle that's connects your finger to your palm. Dislocated that knuckle. I broke the bone above that, and I also broke the bone below it. So they put 5 pins in there to kind of hold everything in place. The 3 on the bottom needed to be put in to get the knuckle back in place and to hold it there in place by connecting it to the bone below. The break above, from what I understand, necessarily didn't need pins, but they put 2 in there to try and close the fracture down and then help it heal up a little bit quicker.
Wow. Ryan Vogelsong with us, fans. And, you know, it's amazing how 40,000 people could gasp at the same time. And then once you bent over and held the hand, we all sort of knew. But did you get that feeling? Or maybe you weren't even conscious of thinking about it then, but 40,000 people gasped when that happened.
Well, you know, like I said, this team and the fans in the city, we connect, you know, and they're behind us no matter what. And, you know, we definitely appreciate that. And I've said before, we play better here because of them. And there's definitely a connection. So when something like that happens, it's, you know, they feel it too. And but I knew it was broken right away. Yeah. As soon as it hit me, I knew that it wasn't good.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of trying to give myself a minute to see if it was as bad as I initially thought it was. And like I said before, there wasn't a whole lot of pain, but I just knew that it was broken.
All right, so now what is the rehab? Someone says 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 4 weeks. So what do you think is going to happen here? Is it just a question of nature?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you yet. You know, I obviously talked to the surgeon yesterday before I went in, but when I came out, I was obviously still a little loopy and didn't have a chance to talk to him. But at this point in time, you know, it's just we gotta wait and see how this bone heals up, and then I think I see him in about a week. Okay. So once I see him again, I will have a better idea of exactly what it's going to be. But I think anytime you have a break or something like this, you could probably expect around 6 weeks.
Yeah. All right. But you were pitching a great game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a solid game, and there you were again, shutting them out in 5 innings, and you had the look on the mound. So let's talk a little pitching with you. How'd the game go?
Yeah, you know, it's the first time this year that I've felt like my old self again. That's what makes it tough. You know, it's been pretty rough on me here the early going, and it was nice to finally get out there and feel like, you know, myself, like I said. And, you know, the things that I had been doing last year were coming back, and it stinks a little bit. But,
yeah.
You know, if you're going to have to go out on one for and be out of the game for a little bit here. I'm glad it was, you know, five scoreless and not, you know, how it had been before that.
No, absolutely, because at least you know it's back,
right?
And you can do it. You know, it's amazing. I talked to you a lot, and of course, saw you early in spring training, and you know, had the great postseason. Everything was going great, and then all of a sudden, you were getting hit. I could never understand it.
Yeah, you know, I the more I sat down and looked at film with Rags and Gardy, there was, I had to change some things mechanically. Just unconsciously did it, you know. I had just gotten off, and for me, when my mechanics are off, I don't execute pitches.
Yeah.
And the other night, we had made and talked about some things, and it wasn't just one thing. It was one thing was throwing off something else that was throwing off something, you know, the kind of the chain reaction. So I wasn't really able to finish pitches the way I wanted to, and it was starting earlier in my delivery. So it seemed like we had, you know, knocked those things out. And for me, you know, I think it was a case of just showing the hitter the ball too early.
Okay.
And, you know, as a pitcher, that's probably the worst thing you can do because you have no deception and change of speed doesn't do anything when you're showing the ball early. And so I think we had fixed that. And so, you know, like I said before, it's now we know, you know. Yeah. So when I come back, I know that's the things I'm going to have to focus on.
All right, so what do you do now during this period of time when you have to wait for the hand to heal? Radio, TV? I imagine Dwayne Kuiper's going to grab you.
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be the best teammate I can be. I'm going to try and bring as much to the table as I can without being on the field. You know, if you know that's being a cheerleader or being the guy that picks up everybody else, you know, or a guy that's just getting stuff bounced off them as far as questions or, you know, pitch selection or whatever it is, you know. I got to find something to do to help this team win games, even though I can't be on the field.
Very well said, Ryan Vogelsong. Now, can you drive?
I can, but I'm on some pain medication right now, so I haven't been driving. Not that I can't. I just would rather not do it when I'm a little loopy.
As you can tell in this interview. No, he's not. So who's driving you around?
Kane brought me today. We live a couple blocks apart, so he brought me today. But, we'll give a couple days here, and I'll start driving again.
All right. Good to see you. And I know, as I said, 40,000 people felt it when it happened. And five scoreless innings. Now you come back. And this is a long season, as I like to say in baseball. So you'll be back, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
And, you know, get this thing right and, you know, hopefully sooner than later. But yeah, it should be right around, you know, throat cut time. And, you know, hopefully I'll be able to get back out there and be the Vogie from 2011 and 12 and help push this thing to the finish.
All right. Ryan, thanks so much.
Thank you.